This is program number LW2325. Well, it happened in a faraway land. It's a true story. Hi, this is Larry West. There was a prisoner once who had been sentenced to death for murder. There he sat in his cell one day when a doctor just happened to be in the cell block visiting various ones on death row. Well, this particular prisoner asked a favor from the doctor. He requested some paper and a pen. He said, "I forgot to make out my will, and I want to do it before I am to be executed." The doctor, whose face looked as serious as cancer, said, "Don't you know?" He said, "It won't be of any use now. It's too late for you to make out a will." He said, "Here, when the judge passes sentence of death upon a man, he's a dead man in the eyes of the law. In the eyes of the law, you are the same as a dead man. The fact that your sentence has not actually been carried out makes no difference. No court of law in the land can regard as valid any document that you may now produce." The prisoner, drooping with sadness, buried his head in his hands. It was as if someone had just shut the lid on the coffin, leaving him in the gloom of his own despair. Alive, but legally dead. You know, God has a legal system a lot of people don't know about. God has given us a law, a moral code of ethics. We're to live by it. We didn't vote any of the laws in, but that makes no difference. We're still under them. God's given them to us. It doesn't matter whether or not we like them. It doesn't matter whether or not we agree with them. We're still under them. Not only do they have to do with adultery, I don't care if the two are consenting or not. God says it's illegal for two who are not married to commit a sexual act. Homosexuality is absolutely against God's law. Murder, stealing, lying, even hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition. Now, these are some things we don't think are too bad. But in God's law book, envy, drunkenness, and a host of other what we sometimes think are just little mistakes, in God's legal system, when you do them, you've broken His law. Now, whenever a law is broken, there's a penalty owed. That's always the case. And with God, there's only one penalty, death. That's right, death. We didn't vote on it. We were never given that privilege. Too many of us don't know the penalty, but it doesn't matter. The prisoner who wanted to make out his will didn't know the law of the land, but it still remained. He didn't know it, but it didn't matter. Though alive, though able to walk around, legally speaking, he was dead. It's the same way in God's legal system. You may be walking around eating, breathing, and celebrating your birthday, but if you've broken God's law, legally speaking, you're dead. Even though the sentence has not actually been carried out, you're dead. And the day of the sentence will come. Whether a prisoner knows he's legally dead or not, the day of the sentence will come. Now, the fellow in prison had no hope. For him, there was no way out. The lid on his coffin was nailed shut. But the good news about God's judgeship is that He has made a way of escape. You see, He has sent His own Son to pay your fine for you. And as a result, you can legally be made alive again. And you won't have to face execution day. Now, you can't just sit in your cell and take for granted that He's going to march in and ignore the things that got you there in the first place. You can't just keep on hating and being jealous and throwing your fits of rage. You can't just keep your selfish ambition up, keep drinking yourself drunk, envying others for what you wish you had. You can't keep living that way. You've got to run to the judge's son and find out what he wants you to do. Find out what he wants you to become so that he can get you out of your mess. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? Now, that's a strange little word. What is the Gospel? In it, we talk about the conditions you've got to meet so that the judge's son can pay your penalty for you and you can be made legally alive again. You just can't sit and expect to take for granted that it's all going to be handled your way. You've got to find out. Ignorance is no excuse. You've got to find out or you'll meet execution day. Let me send it to you. What is the Gospel? It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.